Started. Welcome everyone to the Tuesday, July 9th, 2024 meeting of Madison Arts Commission. To start, we can move to the approval of the June 11th minutes. I personally have one correction that just that Sophia Snow's name is spelled incorrectly in the last meeting. Rather than having a PH, it should be an F. And technically, she has an apostrophe in her name. I know that apostrophes are fun when we're talking about characters and being able to search for them. But that was the one thing that I wanted to bring. Otherwise, if no one else has any corrections, I would take a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to adopt as corrected.
Great, thanks. A motion from Alder Rummel and a second from TL.
Yeah, a second.
Great. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we can then move to or seeing none, we can assume unanimous approval unless anyone wants to abstain or object. Seeing none, the motion passes. Then moving on, there is no one registered for public comment. As you were communicated earlier, there was some written public comment specifically about the Annie Stewart Fountain, including from District 13 Alder Tay Evers, who is here. And then I guess then for is there, I guess this would be a time if anyone would like to make any disclosures or recusals about any of the items that are being discussed. I'm assuming none, but and then okay, so then moving on to agenda item number two, establishing accession and deaccession procedures. This was being discussed, as you can see in the Legistar item 11212, there's currently no attachments. Just so this is because the procedures are currently being worked on. They've been in a draft form for some time, and based on really hearty discussion yesterday at the Public Art Standing Committee, there's still a decent amount of work, I think, that needed to be done just on some of the conditions, specifically around deaccession. So I guess if you are interested in seeing the state of that you could reach out to our wonderful staff, I guess, if that seems appropriate. And then that will be brought to likely be brought to the next Public Art Standing Committee meeting in a more finalized form to then have recommendation to have like a true recommendation and a vote on to then bring to this full body here. But I want to just take a brief moment to thank TL and Mitchell publicly in this forum for some great suggestions and some really being excited to kind of talk about talk about different conditions and ways in which we can think about these topics. Then moving on to I guess this is technically agenda item number three, though it's unnumbered in the bullet pointing. This is Registrar 39932, which is public art conservation. And this isn't an item that we need any action on. This is intended to be a staff update. So, as alluded to in the public com this was added at the this was added to the agenda at my request, and as alluded to in the written comment from Alder Evers. And when was the actual date of this? Just so it can all be stated. There was a meeting on
June
Tuesday,
25th.
June 25th, to discuss with kind of a working neighborhood group of interested individuals to talk about conservation of the Annie Stewart Fountain, in which this group has met in a number of times over the years and in recent time, I guess. And given the conversation that came out of that, in addition to the Isthmus article that TAG had pointed to, wanted to, at a minimum, have this entire body be kind of caught up to date with where the conversation currently is. I would state that Alder Evers specifically requested that staff introduce a resolution or begin drafting a resolution that will be introduced at Common Council. I don't know the current timing on that. That would proceed with, I guess probably the best answer is like a long-term loan of the Annie Stewart Fountain to Neighborhood House, that would be introduced at a future Common Council meeting and then referred to us. So that's when we would be able to take up the item. And I see, obviously, that you have turn on your camera tag. So if you just want to, if I guess I would turn it over to you quickly, and then we can have staff just kind of give an administrative update of where the conversation is.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it, Nick. As you know, in the meeting that we held last month, this kind of freestanding committee, it's called the Annie Stewart Fountain Working Group, which has been meeting periodically for 4 years, largely of nearby residents who have some particular affinity and concern for the future of this monument, this statue, which, from my understanding, is the first example of public art in the history of our city. They have been working with staff, with Karn in particular, on trying to come up with ways forward. And there have been two surveys, I believe, and we moved forward with contracting, authorizing staff to contract with an independent consultant to help us help this group discern which is the best path to move forward. And just in this past year, in the spring of this year, we discovered a new option, which was that Neighborhood House, which is the located principally in the same neighborhood and is the first historic neighborhood center in the city. It's the original neighborhood center in the city, has interest as they go through their redevelopment process. Their current building will be demolished and will be replaced with a new community center and several stories, I believe 4 stories of affordable housing on above. They have interest in adopting, so to speak, creating a kind of a museum space of sorts in the foyer of this of their community center that would laud and showcase the history of the neighborhood. And they would design a space for the statue if the details could be worked out, some kind of long-term loan. And we all have agreed for some time that we needed to find a solution where the optimal solution was to get the statue out of the elements, because the exposure to the elements have had a significant negative impact, deleterious impact, and the statue is sort of a melting away, so to speak. Not literally, but it has lost some of its original form, the repairs are needed. There would be some cost in doing that restoration. But most importantly, we need to get it out of the elements. And this seems like a really positive solution. And so the neighborhood has really grabbed a hold of this. I'd have to say that there's a unanimous embrace of this for people who've been working on it for a long time within the neighborhood. So the hope is that we would not let this opportunity slip through our fingers. Now, I know there are details to be worked out. I know that it's not an easy thing to let a public art owned by the city to be on property that is not owned by the city. But I also believe in the concept, generally speaking, of public-private partnerships where the interests of the public can be preserved in a relationship with a non-public entity. The fact that this is a nonprofit that also receives financing and assistance from the city in different ways makes it different than, say, like a private corporation. So I'm hopeful that the commission would take kindly to this idea, and I'm here to just advocate for it, and I trust that you will consider it with all due haste when it comes before you, and favorably as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And right, I guess just as just a point of timing, right, part of the reason the I guess just to finally emphasize part of the reason of wanting to have the staff update today is just because we won't have another meeting until the month of September. So that was part of the reason, just to kind of make sure that everyone in this body was kind of up to date with where conversation was, seeing that August is generally kind of the quiet month for the city. So I guess with that, if Mary Rose, are you the one that is kind of walking us through the current just kind of administrative, or I guess staff update, so to speak, about this thing? That would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Alder, for all providing all of that context. That's really helpful. So I know many of you are pretty aware of this project and this sculpture and this process and the history, but I'm just going to very briefly run through this is the same presentation that we shared with the neighborhood group that met on June 25th. So to begin with, this is the sculpture that we're talking about. For those of you who are new to the commission, you may not be familiar with this work. It was designed by Frederick Klasgens and completed in 1925. And it was a gift from the Stewart family to the Madison Park and Pleasure Drive Association in memory of their daughter Annie, who succumbed to suicide in 1905, and in large part was funded with support from Attic Angels, which is still an organization that exists in Madison today. It's located at what was once the entrance to the zoo. It's no longer used as an entrance to the zoo, but it was the historical entrance. It's adjacent to a cataloged Vilas Park Burial Mound Group BDA 0270. So this is a cataloged group of mounds that are very important to the Ho-Chunk Nation. And past steps for this project include, it's a long list here, and I'm not going to read through all of them, but you can see there's been a series of reports and surveys, as Alder mentioned, including conversations with, Bill Quackenbush, the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer. Most recently, in 2022, the city hired a group called Conservation of Sculpture and Object Studio to produce a conservation report, and they did a laser scan, ground penetrating radar, and a full condition assessment. And then, in conjunction with that, once that report, the majority of that report was released, we did a community survey based off of their recommendations and then attached that to the report. And we brought that to you all for those of you who were on the commission last year, that was an agenda item at some point. And then we had an additional community meeting last July after that. So this consensus was from last year's meeting. Again, this is the PowerPoint we shared at the most recent neighborhood meeting. So it's at last August, after the community met, based off of the recommendations of that committee, MAC voted to issue a request for proposals for the conservation team just to get conservation started. And that person would be responsible for deinstalling, transporting, and conserving the sculpture. And then somehow it would be stored somewhere at some point in time. There was a desire during that meeting and in the survey to keep the work in Vilas Park. You may have noticed one of the, if you read the attachments that came later tonight, the public comment that just came in, that was a similar sentiment. And the goal, as the Alder mentioned, was really to make sure that this is somehow conserved and stored in some sort of purpose, some type of structure that's going to keep it safe, because it's deteriorating at a rapid pace. And then the city will demolish the material left behind on the site in coordination with the Ho-Chunk Nation and do the best to prevent any further damage to the adjacent mounds. As was mentioned this spring, a proposal came forward. We just received this, the actual written proposal from Neighborhood House came in a couple days before the neighborhood meeting. And they expressed interest in, while they're building their new facility, which is at 29 South Mill Street, to wrap the cost of necessary support and structure into their capital campaign so that they could host the sculpture on the site. And the sculpture would be installed in a 1400 square foot room that would be open to the public, with exhibit space on the history of the Greenbush neighborhood, which is adjacent to the Vilas neighborhood where the sculpture is located, and within the same district and the same community. They would like to restore the fountain to be functional, they noted, which, you know, were, you know, may or may not be possible, but that's something we would explore. And they would like to loan the sculpture for a longer term. So they were thinking a minimum of 20 years was their proposal. And so on June 25th, we presented all of this information, as well as a process which you guys are mostly familiar with, but this will, you know, come to MAC at some point. There will be a, you know, resolution to council. And then, you know, we will take action, most likely beginning with that, you know, conservation and removal, and then eventually it will go wherever the, you know, recommendation says. We also shared all this information. This is attached again in Legistar, but we did discuss the matrix that was a part of the original conservation report that was done in 2022 and has been discussed at length. But after all this information, we had a great conversation with the neighborhood and with the Alder, and the neighborhoods gave, you know, really strong support for this proposal to move the work to Neighborhood House. As chair stated, the Alder has asked that staff begin working on a resolution that would then come before, would be referred to come before MAC. So that's where we're at. If I miss anything, Karin or chair, please let me know.
I think that's good.
No, I think that is good. I was just looking to confirm that if people wanted to see the discussion, was that meeting recorded? I'm just looking at the watch past meetings, and
I don't think we did record that one.
Okay. That is okay. I just thought I would take a peek at that, but it's looking like we did not. So, okay. Well, anyways, so there is, there's no action necessary tonight, but just I wanted to have everyone be caught up on the conversation, given that, you know, even as stated, you know, this is a potential exciting opportunity to, you know, come to a more permanent home for Annie Stewart Fountain, and just that given the offer and timing and all those things, I just wanted to make sure everyone was updated. So when we talk about this and are expected to take action, it doesn't come as a complete surprise. With that, I guess we can move on. And I guess I would first like to take a moment to acknowledge, and I'm sorry because we have never met before now, but to welcome our new intern. Is it Al Mitu? If you wanted to just unmute for a second and introduce yourself.
Yes, hi guys. I'm Al Mitu Kaldar. I go by, I'm an internship working with CARD right now. I am an incoming senior at the University of San Diego as a arts major and a Africana minor. I'm very excited to just work with the team, see what's going on. I'm excited to learn just the ins and outs of working with a program such as MAC, and just utilizing my arts and my social justice background together to learn as much as I can just about just impacting community with through art, through public art, and just being able to transform public spaces through our work and inspiring the residents. And yeah, I'm very excited to learn from all y'all.
No, that's great. And yeah, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm sorry for my ignorance. How long will you be with us?
This is just a short internship. This is going to be Karin, what am I forgetting? How long was this, Karin?
Until you go back to school in fall.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
And maybe beyond, depending on if we get our hooks in you.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. You're smart.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we look forward to you joining us in any capacity you're able, and are so grateful that you are giving any amount of your time to help our city staff with making sure that art, you know, is an important part of the city of Madison. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And just before we move on to the fully or to the two administrative reports, I would also just like to, oh yeah, Alder Romo.
Are we taking questions on the report?
Sure. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. If you have any questions on the report, by all means. Yeah.
I do. Thank you, Chair. I was just curious, since we last August approved, as a PowerPoint said, voted to request an RFP for conservation team, we apparently clearly have not done that yet. I mean, just can we talk a little bit about what that looks like, when that's on the table? Because it seems like by the time September rolls around, we should kind of know more about that. And then a subsidiary question is, even if we decided maybe we would work with a neighborhood house, presumably the role of this conservator would still be needed, right? To do all the, to take it down and repair and, you know, transport to somewhere. So could, I know they're not, we don't have a like proposal before us, but I'm just wondering if somebody could talk about the conservation RFP and where that stands.
I can take I can try to address that. So the plan that the process led to last year was to put it out for conservation and then have a place that it could be stored indoors after it was conserved until Parks was ready to receive it back at Vilas Park. They're building a new shelter, and the kind of the plan that rose to the top was that it would go into that shelter. But there was a gap of where would we put it between conservation and that shelter? Would we keep it with the conservator? Would, you know, where would it go? So initially, when this neighborhood house idea came up, I assumed that the neighbor had found an indoor location that was willing to keep it safe until we were ready for it. That is not my current understanding of the offer on the table. So the RFP, where was that? That was on another staff member's work plan. That was on Bill Freeling's work plan. And he did not get to it. And then he assumed the role of planning director interim. And so he put it back on my plate. So I just got it back like less than 2 months ago to do that RFP. And now there's this. And I think I don't know. I'm assuming that we need to figure this piece out before we issue that RFP. Does that explain anything?
Yeah, I mean, I understand we're not taking any action today, but I just wondered what the commission would want to have ready to go for our next discussion. And, you know, I don't know if we have the answers if we don't know whether a conservator would have a space. So it's almost like we don't really know what we don't know yet.
Yeah, and I think that, and my apologies for not opening this topic up for questions. You know, I think that that's part of the reason to just kind of like bring the conversation and update here, because I do think that between now and when a resolution is introduced to council and kind of like what that conversation looks like, right? Because obviously, there's potentially a lot of details to be worked out. And I guess that's kind of where I had left feeling at the end of the meeting with the working group was, I'm glad for all the enthusiasm, and but there, and we can say that this is a great solution, but obviously there's a lot of things that need to get figured out between, like, we all think this is a great, a group of people think something's a great idea, to actually like executing that. And with the timing of Neighborhood Houses redevelopment, which seems to be moving along on good timeline. It was mentioned at the working group meeting that they secured their WIDA funding. So it seems to me that they should be all good soon to begin actually moving forward with like timeline around construction and things, having secured financing. And that's where, like, right, then it's like the question of like, okay, like, when do you anticipate having the space ready? Like, okay, that's 2 years from now. What does it look like between now and 2 years from now? Or whatever the actual timing may be. So
That's helpful. Thank you. It
yeah.
just bubbled up in my head that in McPike Park, there is, which is in District 6 that I represent, that building that we're saving for potential future use. And it could, I don't know, maybe it could be a place to store this thing if we figure out how to move it. Just a thought.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think, right, that's the part is obviously like, this is the thing that I think is so fascinating about public art, is like whenever we talk about these things, like, it's not like we're just like picking up like a chair or a piece of furniture in our house and like moving it to a basement, but like it involves heavy machinery and things like that. And so I think that's where like taking the some amount of directive from staff and understanding like what the actual logistics are, is an important part of this, just as we try to figure out what the things are. Yeah, Mitchell?
Do we know when? Like, it sounds like we want to move on this fairly quickly. Do we know when we're asked to provide our recommendation to Common Council?
So this is where the at Alder District 13 Alder Tag's request, there will be a resolution introduced at a future Common Council meeting. And this, I guess, I would ask staff about like when the anticipated introduction of that is. And then once that item is introduced publicly to Common Council, it could and then surely would be referred to us. And then that's when we would take up discussion of the item.
I
And
see.
then from there, right, like, because that's all the joy of like public noticing and things of that nature. But then from there, like, we could have our robust discussion, make a recommendation. It could and surely potentially could also be referred to other entities, or like other bodies within city government, for then Common Council to make a decision.
Okay. So this kind of like first phase of this, moving this forward, would, do you imagine, and this is a question for staff, maybe, I guess, do you imagine that it would or would not require information like who is paying for what?
Yeah, we have those kinds of details to work out. There is some money in the budget. It's probably going to be eaten up by removal and conservation. But yeah, those are the things that we have to work out with
Okay. Yeah.
the
I
party.
guess I
We have a
asked the
lot. We have a
question.
lot of questions. I mean, my goal, frankly, is to get it to you guys in September. It'll be re hopefully it could be referred back to you in at your next meeting.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated if it runs into.
But
Great.
yeah, so, right, like fundamentally, like there are a lot of questions, and I think that that's why this is the difficult topic to talk about, though I wanted to make sure that everyone was at least aware of where the conversation was, especially given the public coverage of the of the offer, so to speak, from Neighborhood House that was published live on isthmus.com yesterday, just to make sure that like we as a body were aware of where the discussion was within city government, given that it also received some amount of attention within press.
I guess the question kind of comes in a little bit of a follow-up to Alder Rummel's question about where the engaging in RFPs it might like having that more refined data sooner might not be harmful. I don't know how that. If we can get like an estimate or go through a process with and then like use it later on, including escalation or something like that. But if we're asking to move forward pretty quickly on this, it might make sense to engage conservators.
Yeah, we have estimates that are 2 years old now, but our plan was to actually put it out without a budget and ask, do a call and ask the consultants or the conservators to tell us what the budget, we have an idea of how much we have, but we were going to put it out and sort of say, what can you do for us?
Yeah.
At least that was the plan that Bill had.
I like that plan.
Are there any other questions about this topic? Otherwise, I guess I would just reiterate that there's surely more to come in the near future, maybe as likely as our next meeting. And then if anyone wants to take a deeper dive into this conversation, is our next public art standing committee meeting on the Monday before that, which would be September 20, or sorry, September 16th at noon. Am I correct with that? I'm just looking. Do, 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 do. Right. Yes. So this will surely be discussed in some attention and detail on Monday, September 16th at 12 noon, and those are we keep those 2 hour-long meetings over the lunch hour. So if anyone wants to attend those, if you're not necessarily part of the group, there will be more discussion, surely some discussion there in addition to like the larger full body discussion. Otherwise, I guess we can move on to the administrative reports. Is that correct? Yeah.
Sure. So we have two administrative reports this evening for you. The first is just an update on the Dijot Public Art Project, which, for those of you who weren't on the commission when we recently voted on pursuing this partnership, we're partnering with the Dijot Community History Project, which has done extensive research into the history of the Dijot-Four Lakes region of Madison. And have funding from the Madison Community Foundation to do a series of public art projects celebrating specific sites within Madison. And we are taking on the administrative role of running the call for art and the Madison Arts Commission. You guys will be adjudicating that call. And the current timeline for this is that we have a draft set of guidelines and a application form that we are working on with the Dijot Community History Project team. And we are hoping to get that published by the end of the month with the intention of the call closing in probably the beginning of September. And then we would, over the fall, work on reviewing those calls and soliciting designs and then going through the permissions process because there's going to be a combination of most likely public, municipal and state property that these works will go on to. So we'll need to navigate those processes, procedures, whatever. And the goal is that these artworks would be on display next summer. So running from essentially May through September is the goal. And so that's the update on that. As soon as this call is published, we will send out an email to you all so you can share it broadly. Of course, we'll also include it on our newsletter, which I hope you're signed up for. If you're not, you can go to the go to our website and go to the bottom of our website, click on the button that says email lists, and then check the box for Madison Arts because we'll also promote it on there. And does anyone have any questions on that? Okay, excellent. And the only other administrative report that we have for you is an update on the Artists at Work program, which there's a resolution that Marsha, you will see. Karin, are you still here? Do you want to make this update?
Sure.
I'm here. Go for it.
So I don't know if y'all recall that we had a $500,000 grant from the NEA, and we used it to support workforce development, creative strategist positions so that organizations could hire artists or to incentivize them to hire artists back from pandemic firings. And it was fairly successful. And a couple of alders wanted to see that program continue, but with the funding situation the way it is, the only avenue for that for the program to be funded was through room tax. Room tax is very specific about what they can fund. Essentially, they can only fund things that directly get people into hotel rooms, but it does also include marketing. So given that it's coming from that budget and given that we work with that budget mostly to support our music infrastructure, working through the Greater Madison Music Coalition or Greater Madison Music City Collective Impact Project, rather, we decided to fund, to focus that funding on our nonprofit partners that are kind of working on this mission of Greater Madison Music City, which is to promote the music industry here in Madison and to get people in the pipeline and to give people opportunities to play, to listen to the kind of music they want to hear. So our resolution does focus on four nonprofits, two of which were already involved in AAW, and then Overture and Destination Madison as their pillar organizations. And so that'll be weaving its way through. Actually, I don't think it will come back to you, but I wanted to make sure it was on your radar and that you knew that there would be these positions created if it passes out of room tax funds. That would be focused on marketing Madison's music scene. And are there any questions on that? Okie dokie.
Great, thanks so much. We actually do have some press and publicity. Back in, oh God, I don't even know when that was, but the city of, Columbia, Missouri visited Madison as part of a visit with their local Chamber of Commerce. And Mary Rose had some great conversation with Columbia's Office of Cultural Affairs Manager, Sarah Dresser, and she shouted out our utility box program in their local magazine, in their local Como magazine. So check that out. That's fun to see that they're looking to us as an example. And then lastly, before I call to adjourn, I just wanted to acknowledge and thank Pranisha for all your service. If you're unaware, this is Pranisha's last meeting as she is going to be relocating to Houston for a while. And so this isn't, as you stated, in social media, this isn't necessarily a farewell, but hopefully I see you later. And just wanted to acknowledge, I wanted to personally acknowledge your perspective that you've brought to everything from grant review to discussions about, oh, and she just dropped off. Oh no. Well, we'll wait a
this
second.
This is so sad.
I know.
I want to say something.
Well, we can, I mean, because like, right, technically we're also not at quorum now, which is fun, but.
I'll text her to clarify if she's coming back or if she had to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we can just wait for 1 second here. and do no official business as a body that doesn't have enough people to talk about official business.
No response. I think
okay.
She might have left.
Okay. Well, I guess if anyone wants to send some well wishes or thoughts, I know that she is not necessarily relocating, or she's relocating soon.
Oh,
but
she's back.
Oh, is she?
Well,
oh,
I
you
think
gotta let
she's
her in.
back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's back.
Hello. So yeah, welcome back, Pranisha. Just wanted to take a moment.
Sorry, lost reception.
No, that's what I had assumed. No worries. Thank you so much for coming back. I just wanted to, I don't know how much you heard, but just wanted to explicitly acknowledge just such welcome perspective that you've brought to every conversation that we've had, from grant review to even in the last little while. With this discussion about brave new voices and how do we make sure that, youth are always considered in all the work we do. So I wanted to say thank you for that. And yeah, Tio?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I just wanted to quick pop on and say, I've learned so much from you in the time that we've worked together. I'm so sad to hear that you're leaving, but I'm also so excited for you. And I just think you're so amazing. And I hope that we stay in touch and all of that good stuff. You've been such an asset. So, yeah.
Well, thank you all very much. And I will be back and forth. Like, I still have some art and stuff with Seeing as Believing and working with the kids. So I will be back and forth, but I will be in Houston for like my treatments and stuff.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you. And obviously we are sending our well wishes, and we are excited that we as a community are not fully losing you to another place. And we'll look forward to seeing the great work that you continue to do in our community outside of your capacity as commissioner. And I guess if anyone else had anything to say, otherwise I would take a motion to adjourn.
I don't really want to adjourn. I want to hold the moment.
I know. That's fair.
We're going to keep Bernice on as long as we can.
Let me go.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure, and I've had a great time, and I look forward to seeing you all expand in the work, and don't hesitate to call or reach out, so I'm around.
Heck yeah. I'll motion to adjourn when we're feeling good.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn from Tia with a second from Alder Rummel. I guess thanks so much, everyone, and I'm sorry my computer screen is needs to be fixed and is flashing aggressively, so this is why I'm struggling to, like, I should just like not look at the screen, but it's lovely to see you all. Thanks so much for your engagement, and we will see you again soon. Reach out if you need anything. Bye, everyone.
Ciao.